This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. I'm your host, Jim Z. Thanks for tuning in. I got such a big episode coming at you here. It's going to be long, and I apologize for that. So we should just get right into it. Before we get started, let's find out what's going on in the world of Doc Dogs with events this weekend. Yep, still events going on. Last chance to practice before those world championships, if that's where you're going. The 2015 Rural Hill Sheepdog Trials and Dog Fest is going on November 7th. And 8th, that is part of the Carolina Doc Dogs Club in Huntersville, North Carolina. So if you're in that area, you can check that out. I think if you leave today from California or maybe Washington State, and you got a couple drivers and you drive straight through, you can make that event in North Carolina, so go there. And then on your way back, you stop in Dubuque at the World Championships the following weekend, right? The following Wednesday. Also, Snack Montreal 2016, that's going on as well. That's part of Doc Dogs Canada in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And you want to check that out November 7th and 8th. That was a very successful event last year. So I'm sure it's going to be successful again. So that's what's going on this weekend in the world of Doc Dogs. It almost never ends, right? All right. Well, some of the other things to talk about. Hey, I want to tell you real quick. I know some of you folks are new. And if you're going to Dubuque, and you're driving and you are going to merge somewhere onto I-90, or I-80, I'm sorry, I-80 heading west. So if you're coming from, I don't know, it could be anywhere from Virginia to Maine, anywhere along that East Coast section there, the New England states or further down, Pennsylvania, New York, maybe West Virginia, it depends on your routes and which way you take, but somewhere along there you're probably merging onto I-80 that could be coming up in Ohio, Indiana, or right into Illinois when you get there. I want to let you know, in case you've never done this before, your best bet to avoid all the traffic in Chicago and save a few bucks on the tolls is to continue going west on 80, pretty much to Davenport. Now, you can cut up anywhere after that, but I don't recommend going up through, and I'm sorry, I don't have it in my head. Is it Rockville or I don't recommend going up through that direction. There's a lot of construction. There's more tolls, I believe. And it just, with the traffic and everything, no matter what time of day, it seems like, unless you're going through at 3 a.m., it seems like it takes a lot, and definitely you don't want to go through downtown Chicago. So if you keep taking 80 west, all the way pretty much to Davenport, from Davenport you can go up Route 6 north, or maybe you want to head over along the Mississippi River and go along the state line, Route 67 or Route 84 up to Dubuque. So I just want to point that out in case you're new. Hopefully that helps you a little bit. I'm sure the veterans know that, but anything to avoid some of that Chicago traffic. Not that Chicago's a bad town. Love it. Just don't like sitting in the traffic. Rather be sitting at a deep dish pizza place there. So that's a little news for that. Also, I want to remind you about decorating your cars before you leave. If you're in that $150 in Doc Dogs credits contest brought to you by Radio Doc Dogs, you're going to want to decorate your car windows for the World Championships and post a picture on the Doc Dogs Facebook page when you leave, showing us your artwork and telling everyone you're on your way to Dubuque. You can put whatever art you want on there. Just make sure it says DocDogs.com somewhere that's legible that people are going to be able to read. We want to advertise that and show off your artwork and show off your pride of your team. Put your team name. Put DocDogs World Championships on it. Dubuque, Iowa. I guess Dubuque or bust if you want. It seems kind of cliche, but... And then we will be judging those photographs at the DocDogs World Championships. We'll be looking those over, a few judges, and picking our winner for the $150 in DocDogs credits brought you by Radio Doc Dogs. A few other things we're going to be talking about during the whole episode here. So we're going to be talking with some of the Blue Buffalo ambassadors again. They're very exciting. But starting off first, we're going to talk with Grant Rees, again, president and CEO of Doc Dogs. He's got so much good information, it's just best to go straight to the source. We're going to be handling a couple different things, talking about the Bark Foundation a lot, and the yearbooks, and more. So here is this episode of Radio Doc Dogs.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I am speaking once again with Grant Rees, President and CEO of Doc Dogs. I hope everyone out there is not getting tired of hearing from you, Grant, but you have so much good information. How are you, first of all?
I'm getting tired of hearing from me. So. I'm fine. It's interesting. It's a crazy time, as we've already covered off, but I'm watching as things develop and come to life here with the World Championships and... you know, we're really ahead of schedule. Things are pretty good. There's some last minute stuff that we're behind on, but I'm excited about where we're going to be, and I think if I'm counting down backwards, I'm literally, 52 hours from heading to Dubuque to start the, the massive setup process. So
yeah,
a lot of factors.
It's crazy, and I know everybody's so busy. So thanks again for just taking on a little bit of time. Just a few things, we've talked about a lot of all the other great things, and we can go over them real quick here. But of course, there's all the socials, the Doc Dogs promoters, Zooks, Glycoflex, and Blue Buffalo, all doing their own thing, which is so cool this year. There's the gala brought to you by Blue Buffalo, the Golden Paw Awards gala on Saturday night. Hope everybody's got their tickets for that. But one of the things we really didn't touch much base on yet is the Bark Foundation. And in fact, Tina's run around so crazy, we weren't able to hook up. So I was hoping that you might fill us in a bit more about the Bark Foundation auction that's going to be going on as well.
Absolutely. And just a side note, Jim, I'm just looking. I think that if you look on Saturday, or on the website, I think literally there's until Friday night, the price for the Golden Paws gala is cheaper than next week when you have to buy on site. So if you're going to buy them, get them, order them before Friday close of business, and then you save a little money. But it's definitely I think we're up for about 300 people right now, if I last checked with Linda on the numbers. So this is probably going to be the biggest Golden Paw Awards gala to date, so that's pretty cool.
That is awesome. Glad to hear that, and I'm really looking forward to it as well. So all right, yeah, everyone, get your tickets, save a few bucks, pre-order them by Friday. So sounds good there. But the Bark Foundation, the silent auction, is sounding pretty cool. I've seen some stuff about vacation packages that some of the clubs have put together in their baskets to give away, and some huge dollar values in Doc Dogs credits that some of the clubs are giving away. I think people are going to make out like bandits here and help the Bark Foundation.
I can't say who it is because I don't know, but one of the girls asked me last week for pre-approval. One of the clubs was putting a gift basket together, and would I give them a discounted rate on $500 worth of Doc Dogs credits?
That's cool. That is awesome.
I mean, the innovation and the creation of some of the stuff is pretty cool. So I don't know how we do it, but I hope, anybody that's attending the gala, get your cell phone out, rally the teams, and call back home and be sitting there writing stuff down. So, because what I understand now is the stuff is going to be on display Thursday, and then they'll be adding to it throughout the day, Thursday and Friday, and you'll be able to actually look at the stuff, see it. I don't know if she's allowing bidding or not on it, but come the gala, from 6 to 7:30 on Friday night, and you know me, I always went to Tux. It's one of the times to see everybody dressing up, and I've heard some of the girls here talking in the office about what they're wearing and how they're presenting themselves, but from 6 to 7:30, you'll be able to write, go crazy and write on the different bid sheets for the different items. At the same time, once you go in, the auction's closed. So it'll be interesting, because what's going to happen is Tina's going to tally up everything while we're inside in the first half of the Golden Paw Awards, and then she'll come back out and open up the awards and letting everybody know what the total estimation on revenue was earned. But then what's really cool about it is you leave the gala. Once the gala's over, and not a minute before, but once it's over, the award ceremony, you'd be able to pick your stuff up on the way out. So that'd be cool.
Yeah, that's cool. People be able to get it right away and immediately. I think people should also remember that while they need to make sure financially they're able to cover their bids, Tina will have the details as far as what form of payments that she'll be accepting. I think
all forms of payment.
Okay.
All forms of payment accepted. Cold hard cash, those paper things you call checks that nobody likes to use anymore, and of course all forms of debit and credit.
Okay, all right, that's wonderful to know. Yeah, I was just going to point out that, okay, so you got something and maybe it's $500 in credits in a basket, and somebody's like, wow, but as a single person, I'm not going to be able to even compete in that bid. Well, maybe you get together with some friends. You get a friend and you split it, and the two of you combine your forces there, and $250 each in credits still sounds pretty good.
Well, the fact of the matter is you might end up getting that for $100. So, I mean, that's a heck of a savings.
Oh, heck, I mean, yeah, right.
And we have to remember what it's for. I mean, the cause the charitable cause that this is for, a lot of people still haven't really grasped or understand what the Bark Foundation does, and how much they help out people in the community, because it's both, some of it's public, but a lot of it's anonymous or confidential. And there's a lot that happens in the community that people aren't aware of. And, I got to say, we support it wholeheartedly, and I hope the rest of the people in the community step up and continue to do it.
Yeah, I think they do, and that's awesome. So, very cool. So, really looking forward to that. That amongst everything else that's going on, it's just going to be jam-packed. Again, thank you and Doc Dogs and your whole crew there, because God, you guys got to be crazy right now.
It's it was nice last weekend. We didn't have any events. I think it was the first time we hadn't had any events in all year long. And
gave you a little break.
We're in the shop. We're organizing stuff for Worlds. We already, because of the demand, we've already sent some of the trailers out to Dubuque. The rest of them arrived Sunday and Monday. But you know, it's becoming a significant undertaking to set up and prepare for this thing. So it's pretty cool. Oh, one thing I will tell you, Jim. We're gonna clear out the Doc Dogs merchandise storage room, so there's going to be all kinds of deals on Doc Dogs merchandise,
cool,
both past and present, and some of the new designs we have at Worlds. And you'll only be able to buy it at or get this pricing at Worlds. So it's another cool thing we're doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
There'll be bargain bins, and there'll be all kinds of sweatshirts, hoodies, T-shirts, all kinds of stuff. But once they're gone, they're gone. We're not going to be buying anymore. So the sooner you buy them, the better.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And also, a lot of people have been asking about getting next year's memberships at Worlds.
Yeah, it seems to be a little bit confusion. The opportunity to get a membership at Worlds is extended to people only at Worlds. That's not to say that somebody can't buy a membership for you if you're not there, but it's a significant cost savings. I think it's $35, and the form has to be filled out at Worlds. You can't, you know, get one in advance. You can't fill one form out for 15 different people. The reality of it is somebody has to sit there and fill out the forms individually on site because it's such a significant cost savings. And we actually process them now right on site at the time.
Okay.
So that's a pretty cool thing, though.
And so for anyone that's thinking they might be doing that for a friend, they gave them the money or they're going to owe them or whatever, also know that you're going to need to know all the dog's information, date of birth, all that fun stuff for those forms.
Oh, yeah, it has to be complete information because it's being filled out right on site going into the new My Doc Dogs portal.
Right. And then one of the other things, of course, the yearbook, very exciting, beautiful, colorful yearbook. Going to have action shots in it, shots of everyone that's there in the competition.
Well, there's two things about the yearbook that are pretty cool. A lot of people don't know, but I actually personally invested in the yearbook program this year. I bought 50 of the yearbooks from 2014. And the reason I did that is I wanted to see what they were going to look like and the quality. And I think you and I have discussed in the past, I'm looking at actually looking back before 2014 and doing five-year increment yearbooks from the beginning of time so that there's some type of a collection or library. But going forward, if the interest is there and people support the program enough, you know, not only are we producing 2015 yearbooks this year, but we'll produce them every year from the World Championships. So, you know, in essence, people can actually buy 2014, there's only 50 available, but people can buy them on site this year. So if you were at the World Championships in 2014, you can grab last year's book, purchase it right then and there at check-in, and then go around and get all the people and friends that are in the book to sign it and start your collection. And then based on the quality, and I got to tell you, they are exceptional. I was surprised at how well they turned out. Photos by Feist did a great job. They had thousands and thousands of photos to choose from, and the books were exceptional. Better than any high school yearbook I ever had. But for me, the 2015 book is going to be the same quality, same type of layout. The only difference is we've decided to capture, what's the word I'm looking for, you and your dog. Like when you don't go to, you're in high school, what do they call
that? Yeah, kind of like your headshots, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the headshots, but it'll be you and your dog. So if you and your dog are in any of the Doc Dog disciplines, you'll be given, you know, a piece of paper with an estimated time for you to go by and, you know, get your picture taken.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't meet that time, because competition obviously takes precedent, but if you can't meet that time, you can swap times with somebody else. Because there's like, I think, 15 to 18 people every half hour that can go through the studios.
Yeah.
But again, you know, if the last thing I want to hear is somebody say, well, I'm not in the yearbook. Well, if you didn't make the effort and the time to go and get your photo taken with you and your dog, then it's not, you know, our fault that didn't happen. We're providing, you know, 3 days or 4 days of studio headshot availability.
Yeah.
And then if you're in Dueling Dogs, and I'm saying this, you know, confidentially, Jim,
okay,
to the Dueling Dogs people,
okay,
you want to get a second piece of paper for the Dueling Dogs. There's some stuff we're not talking about planned that you want to make sure you get that studio shot
okay
for future.
Okay. Very cool. And I want to point out, just for clarity again, this is not just for people who are planning to buy a yearbook. Even if you're thinking, I'm not buying a yearbook, you can get your picture taken. We want you to get your picture taken to be in that yearbook. Because how cool would it be, like some of these lifers, if Tom Dropic sat down in the lobby at the Holiday Inn this next week and opened up a yearbook from 20 years ago? or 15 years ago,
he might get the chance to do that. Not 20 years ago, right?
Say 15 years ago, right?
Because we've got, you've got along with us duplicated hard drives of photos and video from every year. So, you know, the fact of the matter is, going forward, if you're attending a World Championships and you make sure you get your headshot with you and your dog, then you're in the yearbook.
Right.
Now, here's a very key and piece of important information. People may or may not be in the action photos or the lifestyle photos of the yearbook, but what I will tell you is I'm steering the photography this year in the direction that if somebody pre-purchases a yearbook from 2015, those people are going to get preferential treatment.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Are there any guarantees? There are never any guarantees when you buy your yearbook from high school, but the fact of the matter is you get preferential treatment if you're in there.
Yeah.
So it's to your best bet to buy it. And again, if you're buying a piece of history that, again, if it's supported properly, and there's no guarantees that it will be, but if it's supported effectively, then I'm getting behind the commitment to do this year after year.
Cool. Very cool. One of the other subjects while we're talking about the yearbook was photography at Worlds and what the rules are. There were some things in social media. I think inquiring about the rules and not sure if there were enough photographers there to satisfy everyone or cover everyone. Just want to touch base with you on that. What are the rules for the floor regarding photographers, photography for sale, and all of that nature?
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Living a healthy life comes naturally for dogs. They crave daily exercise, clean nutrition, and lots of love. Give them what they long for, healthy, wholesome treats that smell and taste amazing. Zook's dog treats are made right here in the USA using safe, natural ingredients. You'll know it's good for them. They'll know you love them. Zook's dog treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
One of the other subjects while we're talking about the yearbook was photography at Worlds and what the rules are. There were some things in social media, I think inquiring about the rules and not sure if there were enough photographers there to satisfy everyone or cover everyone. Just want to touch base with you on that. What are the rules for the floor regarding photographers, photography for sale, and all of that nature? Because, I can't go down to Cleveland Stadium at the Browns game and just walk on the field and say, hey, I'm taking some pictures. You know, that's not going to fly. I'm probably walking out in zip ties. You know what I mean?
Well, you raise a very valid point, Jim. I mean, I challenge anyone to tell me any world championships in any professional or amateur sport where you can walk onto the field or the racetrack or any, sporting arena or stadium for that matter or venue and take photos, and turn around and sell them.
Right.
It's just not going to happen, And for 2015 World Championships, our rules actually haven't changed from the past couple of years, with the exception they're being, enforced a little more stringently, in that we have a contract with a photography company.
Right.
And that photography company, based on some of the, trials and the tribulations we went through last year, has been held pretty, to pretty strict standards this year under contract. And we're going in a different direction with the yearbook format. So there's going to be ample photographers. Now, with that said, I have, people like yourself. Let's use you as an example. You and I have a contractual arrangement where you do not sell your photography.
Right.
You do not benefit financially from it. But you make it available to people and or through us,
right.
we use them for marketing promotion purposes. We have the same agreement with Mike Salem. But we're not going to permit people to come in with, whether they consider themselves professional or amateur and take photos and then turn around and sell them. It's just not permitted at this level. With that said, I have to think we're pretty giving, we might be forgiving, generally in photography, that at regular events, we have an affiliate photography agreement. We don't benefit any way all year long from the photographers across the country or throughout the continent that take photos and give them away or in some cases sell them.
Right.
We don't take any fees for that.
Right.
They're supposed to provide us 15 to 20 of their best shots.
Right.
For marketing promotion purposes. I can't tell you the last time a photographer actually sent us those other than, you know, what you do.
Yeah,
so, you know, once bitten, twice shy, but the World Championships, it's a very, very, very expensive undertaking, and we're doing everything we can to contain the cost so we don't increase the cost to the individual teams participating, and at the same time, you know, find ways to generate revenue that, you know, give us various revenue streams to help offset the expenses of doing this. So, I don't, and maybe I went on too long for you, Jim, but the reality is, I go back to what you said, you're right. Show me a venue at the World Championship level, professional or amateur or otherwise, that you can just walk in professionally, take pictures, and not have to have, you know, a special agreement.
Right, right. Now, that being said, what about pictures from the stands?
Well, I'd say this. Pictures from the stands are fine. Pictures from the competitors with their, you know, handheld devices in terms of an iPhone or a cell phone, I'm not going to, you know, we never have police that. But nobody's going to walk in there with a camera in hand and, you know, be say, I'm here to take pictures of this person. No, that doesn't happen. You need to contact the office and have, a contractual obligation and, you know, some type of a revenue contract that everybody benefits from. And otherwise, you know, like I said, there's you, there's Mike, there's the photography company has, I think, 3 or 4 photographers typically on the floor, and then they have the yearbook photography from the studio shot, and then again this year, which was a huge hit last year, they actually have a studio set up with the backdrops and everything that you can, you know, get your photos taken and buy the pictures on site.
Right, right, right.
Or post-event for that matter. And you know, are you going to make everybody 100%? I mean, you're the photographer, you know, it's impossible.
Right, right. And taking pictures in that atmosphere, as a lot of these people do realize, and that's appreciated, it's difficult. Sometimes, you know, just the standard basic equipment won't cut it for the type of pictures they're looking for and the things they're trying to do. And even the pros can't get it right 100% of the time. That's just how it goes. So, yeah, I appreciate that explanation. And I hope that clears that up for some people that were wondering about what the situation was. Because I fully agree. You know, there's a lot of money that Doc Dogs has put into this. Why should somebody else just come in off the street, take pictures, sell them to somebody else, make a profit off of it, and you never got a dime when they wouldn't have had that ability whatsoever if not for Doc Dogs, you know?
Well, and Jim, I'm glad it's somebody else's kind of understanding the business model approach to it because, you know, we're so too often accused of, you know, being, you know, the 10,000-pound gorilla only worried about money. There's no money in this. There's no profit. This is the crescendo event of the year to celebrate everybody's accolades, achievements, and, you know, top of each division's, you know, rankings and stuff. That's why they're there. They're the best of the best. But that's not to, you know, to go without saying that we totally appreciate what all of the affiliate photographers do day in and day out throughout the year. But again, the challenge to get even 15 to 20 of their best shots, which is what we have done. We've given up charging people all year long to take photography and benefit from it, mm-hmm. whether it be gratuitous or revenue, and just said, all we asked for 15 to 20 shots. We don't even get that. So, you know, the World Championships is the World Championships, and we've got to stay, you know, focused on the task at hand, and that's paying the expenses so we can continue to grow the program.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Grant, well, man, that's a lot to digest all at once, and there are a few other things you want to talk about real quick before we have to go here.
Yeah, I mean, Jim, this is what I'm going to say in closing off on the photography thing. Pictures are, you know, worth memories of a lifetime, and we encourage people to use their cell phones and do what they always have done and share them on social media, Instagram, Snapchat, wherever they can be shared, because that's what it's all about. But, you know, the memorabilia, the professional photos and stuff, we've got a direction we're going. We hope it's going to be successful, and it is what it is for 2015. And, you know, I've been contacted with a couple of emails from people, and I appreciate you taking the time to do this because I haven't got time to get back to everybody right now. We're that busy, but my response will be listen to Radio Talk Dogs for our answers.
Okay. All right.
One other thing, I don't know how to really say it without giving it away, so kind of mask it a little bit. there are announcements that are going on, whether it be individual handler related, teams related, sponsorship related, 2016 Doc Dogs, special events, all kinds of things. Something's going on every day at Worlds.
Yep.
And even at the gala, I mean, if you attend the gala, when we close the gala, everybody leaves with a special gift, a small little gift tied to a really, really cool award that we're giving, a new award that the Ethics Committee has initiated this year. So there's all kinds of real cool stuff. But bottom line is try and participate as much as you can. And the Golden Paw Awards is the crescendo, wrapping up last year and launching next year. So make sure you attend that.
Oh, very cool. Awesome. And even more excited now. Wow. Well, thanks, Grant. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm going to see you in Dubuque in about a week's time.
Looking forward to seeing everybody there. Thanks again, Jim.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I'm speaking with Jennifer Dalton. Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Getting ready for the big trip.
Yes, absolutely. Jennifer and Jesse are another one of the Blue Buffalo ambassadors heading out to Worlds. Congratulations on both yours and Jesse's World invitations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's my first time competing, so I'm a little bit nervous, but
that's,
I'm very excited.
That's cool. You can't be a little bit nervous, though. You're a veteran at this.
Yeah, I'm still nerve-wracking up there.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but we'll try and get you over that hump. What are your invitations? With who and what did you get invited for?
So I am taking Molly, our little German Shorthair Pointer, for Dueling Dogs and Speed Retrieve Turbo.
Cool.
She also earned invites in Master, Big Air, and Top Gun EV, but we're not going to take those because it's going to be too crazy. And then Cash, our five-year-old Malinois Coast Potato, has decided that he wants to swim this year and jump, so we are going for Novice Big Air.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's cool.
Thank
and then
you.
I'm sure Jesse's gotten some invites, too. Do you remember all of his?
We have the ones that we've taken are Dueling Dogs and, oh geez, what did Tahoe take? An Iron Dog
okay.
For Tahoe.
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
Abby is going to take Veteran Dog, which is pretty cool. We're excited about that.
Awesome.
She's getting up there in age and she got in with Veteran. Delaney, our pup, is going for Dueling Dogs and Senior Big Air. And Beckett is going for Big Air Master and Top Gun EV.
Jeez, you guys, can anybody else get up on the dock?
This is the first year that we're taking so many dogs. Normally, we've chosen to take two.
So,
but this year, we kind of said, what the heck? Everybody's gotten their invites, and we're just going to bring them all. Well, they all come with us anyway, so we're just going to let them jump and have fun and see what we can do.
Well, that's cool, but I guess I won't be seeing you during the day, or Jesse for the most part. We'll have to catch up with you in the evenings you're not too tired.
We'll definitely be busy for sure between the dogs, and we'll have, you know, Addison to keep us busy too and keep her entertained as much as we can. So
yeah, right, absolutely. Hey, I wanted to talk to you as one of the Blue Buffalo ambassadors, of course. You guys have been feeding Blue Buffalo food for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been fortunate. We've been with Blue Buffalo for almost 6 years, and we've been sponsored by them for quite some time, too. And it's the only food that we found that we can feed all of our dogs, and they all look healthy. They all have nice coats. They all keep their energy level, as opposed to switching, you know, having two dogs on one food and two more dogs on another food.
Yeah.
And it's worked out really, really well for us.
Yeah.
And we feed a couple different formulas, and everybody's happy.
What are the, I mean, are some of the formulas, do some of them stand out more than others? What would you recommend to someone who's never tried Blue Buffalo with their dog? Do you have a certain one that you think they should start with?
So we started years ago with the Salmon Basics, which is a very basic formula.
Okay.
And it has a little bit more of, it's for the sensitive stomach dog. And then we introduced the large breed Salmon Wilderness. And we combined them for, you know, probably 6 months or so.
Okay.
To make sure everybody was going to transition fine.
Yeah.
Okay. And then over the last few years, Blue Buffalo has come out with some more exotic blends, if you will.
Right.
So every once in a while, we'll throw in a rabbit or a boar,
yeah.
which is good.
Little variety.
Really, really, and like they like both of those. But the salmon is kind of our go-to, you know.
Yeah.
Our go-to our food that we use.
Cool. Cool. That's awesome. Worlds this year, you're no stranger to Worlds. So, you know, what are you looking forward to? Anything specific this year that other than all you're running around and of course your first time, I mean, that's probably what you're looking forward to most, I'm sure. And that's so cool. I'm so glad to hear that. But
yeah.
Anything else, you know, that's always been a favorite at Worlds?
I'm a huge fan of the gala, which I think we've talked about in the past. I love seeing everybody getting recognized for all of the great things that they do.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame moments are huge to me. We've had some people that are close to us get into the Hall of Fame over the past few years, and those are great memories. I really enjoy just seeing everybody from all over the country and Canada come together, which is really cool. And we have Tahoe's puppies. Three of them are coming to the World Championships this year, so we like that family reunion as well.
That's
which
fun.
Which is kind of neat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely fun. So, cool. Very cool.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right about the Hall of Fame. It's fun to anticipate and guess and see who's going to be in it. I think that is, like, Doc Dog's highest, most prestigious award, if you ask me. So, it's very cool. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, Jennifer, unfortunately, don't have a lot of time, but I really appreciate the time that you took here trying to get everybody in this episode, but really looking forward to seeing you and Jesse and Addison and all the pups in Dubuque in a week.
Yes, absolutely. I know it's coming quick.
Yes, it
everybody
is.
Everybody drive safe and decorate those cars.
Yep, absolutely. Well, thanks again, Jen, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jim.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I am speaking with Julie Wright. Hello, Julie.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
We're doing awesome.
Good, good. I wanted to speak to you real quick. You're one of the Blue Buffalo ambassadors, and we wanted to talk with some of the Blue Buffalo ambassadors about their anticipation for Worlds coming up. You have an invite with Bodie, correct?
Or yes, we do. We actually have two.
Oh, awesome. What are they?
Let's see. We're going to do Big Air Senior Division, and we're going to do Speed Retrieve Turbo Division.
Awesome. Awesome. Very cool. Well, congratulations on your invites.
Thank you.
So, is this your first time in the Worlds?
This is first time, and this is actually our rookie year. We've only been in Doc Dogs just a year now.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, super congratulations, then. Got to be really exciting for you.
We are so stoked to come up there. We really, really are.
That is cool. That's awesome. So, where are you guys coming from again?
Well, we're coming from Missouri.
Oh, okay. Great. How long's that drive for you?
I think it's going to take us about five and a half hours to get up there.
All right, not too bad. Hopefully the weather will cooperate.
Yeah, not too bad considering we drove to Kentucky for a regionals with him. So no, this is going to be a piece of cake.
Well, cool. Is that where you got your invites from, that qualifier in Kentucky?
Yes, we did.
Great, awesome. So you haven't experienced it before, but I'm sure you've heard all the news about Worlds and everything. What are your anticipations, your thoughts? What are you looking forward to?
Well, we're really excited because, first of all, we're so appreciative of Blue Buffalo for sponsoring us. We just couldn't be more thrilled about that. And we've actually got to meet several of the fellow ambassadors. But we've just met so many people from all around. We're excited to get back up there and see them. We really, truly are.
Cool.
And, you know, We're just a tad bit competitive, so we're looking forward to actually the, you know, getting in the pool and having a good time with him.
Well, that's great. That sounds great. So tell us a little bit of the stats on Bodhi. What's he doing speed retrieve? Is he pretty quick? What one was it again?
Well, you know, he's still really young. He's not even two yet.
Okay.
But I think right now our best in speed retrieve is 7.1.
Okay. Very nice. Nice. That's great. And then for the other discipline, what kind of...
Big air right now. And that, when we went to Kentucky, he did really well down there, which kind of put us up in that senior division. So I don't know, we might have our work cut out for us, but his best right now is 19.5.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, senior and junior divisions are usually the top two, the top largest there, and the standings are usually very tight, but it makes for exciting worlds.
It is, and we're just excited to get up there and see the atmosphere. We're looking forward to the awards. We were so excited to be able to go to that, so because we've heard nothing but great things about it.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I like to hear that you're excited about those things too, and that you're competitive. And there's nothing wrong with being competitive. Just my experience, you know, over the past number of years. For those that are first timers and thinking they're going to go in there and walk away with the win, well, you might. But I got to tell you, more often than not, don't be disappointed, because this is where, you know, you've come up against some dogs in the past here and there at regionals and other events, but now you're going against everybody in the world, and it's crazy competition, and you're usually amazed. So I think you got the right attitude going in there, having fun, going for it, but, you know, really also going for the experience and the party and everything. That's cool.
Yeah, we're just excited. We really, really are. Unfortunately, our two sons are not going to be able to make the trip up there because, you know, they have prior commitments. But we typically like to go as a family. That's one of the reasons why we got into Dock Dogs.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of disappointed they won't be with us, but we've met so many nice people, and we just want to get up there and see everybody else and really see how well their dogs do.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So I hear the air raid alarm. Are you guys all right over there?
The what?
I hear an alarm or something, don't I, in the background?
No, I don't hear it right now.
Okay. All right. Must be something else. But we'll just continue on. I want to talk to you real quick about the gala and your expectations for that. You're going to Golden Paw Awards, right?
Yes, we are.
Cool. Yeah, that should be an exciting night. Did you get nominated for anything? I don't recall the nominations off the top of my head. But.
No, we didn't get nominated for anything, but we've got to know a few of the people that was nominated for things, and we just wanted to go and see what all the hype was about because, you know, a lot of our friends are like, oh, you got to go see what it's all about.
Cool. Yeah, that's great. You won't be disappointed. It's a very unique experience and part of the whole world's experience, so I'm glad to hear you're going for that.
Yeah, we're excited.
Great. Well, unfortunately, we got to keep these short because I'm trying to squeeze in so many of the Blue Buffalo ambassadors because I just want to speak with them all as much as we can. But I really appreciate you taking out some time, Julie, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you at Worlds. Good luck, travel safe, and we'll see you in less than a week.
Okay, thanks so much, Jim, and good luck to everybody that's going up there.
Thank you.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I am speaking with Gwen Mowry. Hi, Gwen. How are you today?
I'm great, Jim. How about yourself?
I'm good as well. Thanks for asking. I wanted to speak with you as you're one of the Blue Buffalo ambassadors. How's that going?
It's going phenomenal. This year has been an outstanding year, both with the opportunities of being an ambassador for Blue Buffalo and Dock Dogs, but in a competitive sense, too. So very excited about this year and, of course, Worlds and everything that comes with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to ask you real quick about the Blue Buffalo. What flavor are you feeding?
I feed large breed salmon Wilderness.
Sounds yummy.
That's what the big kids get. And then, of course, I have a puppy named Captain Morgan, and he's getting the puppy version of Wilderness in the chicken flavor.
Cool. Awesome. So it sounds like everybody's doing great on that food. That's good to hear.
Yes.
And about Worlds. So who's got the invites for Worlds and for what disciplines?
All right, so Kingston, who is my personal primary dog, he is going to Worlds for Speed Retrieve Nitro.
Cool.
And also for Iron Dog Titan.
Oh, awesome. You're going to be busy.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a busier year than last year.
And what else, or is that it?
I have some other dogs. As many people know, kind of in this area in Tidewater, we trade dogs a lot. So
right.
I'm also going in Big Air Senior with Raja.
Cool.
Who is Ashley Rogers' dog.
Right.
And I did have an invite with Nerlens. However, he had an injury, so he is not participating this year.
Oh, that's too bad. I really like watching Nerlens jump. It's just always got that form in the air that I like to, you know, take pictures of.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But we're looking forward to next year, so he'll have his chance next year.
Well, good. Well, congratulations on all those invitations. That's great. And also congratulations, you were nominated for Sports Person of the Year, is that correct?
That is correct. That
awesome.
Is correct.
Awesome. That is so cool. Good luck on that as well. Well-deserving nomination. You know, all the people that got nominated, whether they win it or not, they should all be proud of that nomination. That means your peers picked you out, and you know, maybe you didn't win it, but you know, take pride in that nomination regardless.
oh gosh, absolutely. I feel so honored that my community chose me to represent that category, and I just can't express enough how much it means that they look at me as being someone that can support them and do good for Doc Dog. So I really am very honored.
Gwen, how many times have you gone to Worlds so far?
This is my second year at Worlds. I joined Doc Dogs in 2012 and have been participating pretty fierce within the last couple of years. So pretty excited. It's been quite a ride, both as a competitor and as a representative in many areas of Doc Dogs with my club and rules committee and now Blue Buffalo. So it's been a quick ride, but it's been pretty fantastic.
Yeah, you dove in head first. That's awesome.
Yes, I did.
That's great. Your world's expectations, being there already once before, then, you know what to expect to some degree, but it seems like every year they do turn it up a little bit more. You're going to the Golden Paw Awards, I would hope, as one of the Blue Buffalo ambassadors, and it's being sponsored by Blue Buffalo.
Yep, absolutely going to the Golden Paws. It's something that I actually look forward to every year. You know, it's a chance for us to brush off the dog hair, change into some fancy clothes, and enjoy everybody's success in the community. So really looking forward to it. And I know quite a few of our club members are going. We always have a good turnout. So I hope everybody gets out there and goes to the gala and really just enjoys that moment of being, you know, cleaned up a little bit and celebrating everybody's success.
Right. It's sometimes you don't even recognize some of these people because all you've ever seen them in is a t-shirt and shorts or something like that.
Right.
The guys come out in these suits and ties, and the girls wearing their pretty dresses and stuff. And you know, it's like I'll walk by someone, and I'll it's like didn't even realize maybe it was even you, Gwen. Didn't even realize I walked past you.
Absolutely, it's a chance that you get to see everybody in a different light. So
yeah, Doc Dog's people clean up. They clean up good.
Yes.
Well, Gwen, I really appreciate your time. Sorry we have to keep it short here. Just trying to get through all the ambassadors here for this episode of Radio Doc Dogs. But looking forward to seeing you again at Worlds, and good luck.
Thank you so much, and good luck to everybody.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, all right, very well. Could be the longest episode of Radio Doc Dogs of the year. So there you go. Lots of information. I hope you took it all in. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll remind you again, decorate your cars if you're going out, if you're in that $150 credit contest, and post those pictures onto Doc Dogs' Facebook page. That is actually one of the rules now. Got to post the picture if you want to be considered for the contest. And we want you to do that when you leave so that if there's any inclement weather that wipes out your artwork or something like that, we still get to see it first online, and then we'll make our judging assessments from there and find out who our winners are going to be for those credits. I believe we're doing that Saturday night at the gala. So don't quote me on that, but I think that's where we're going to make that announcement. Yay! So hope you're at the gala as well. It's a fun time. Can't miss that. It's part of Doc Dogs. It's like going to Disney World without seeing Mickey Mouse if you don't go to the gala. But that's it. If you're not going to be at the World Championships, I'm sorry. You know, but we'll miss you. And good luck getting in there next year. And for whatever your reasons are for not coming, everyone understands. We all like to get together and have friends. But, you know, cheer us on online. Keep tabs, and for those that are going, drive very safe, be careful with your dogs, good luck, jump big, congratulations on your invitations, and I will see you in the lobby.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions, copyright 2015.
Radio Dog Dogs.